Opening bell on Wall Street. We're basically flat and mixed as we get started on this Tuesday. The Dow is down about 25 points. It's now time for our stock update with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And last week, Pavlos, during the raid at the U.S. Capitol, the markets didn't blink. I mean, the market soared to record highs last week on Friday, ended the week at record highs. And yesterday, took a breather as the Dow was down about 90 points. Is this because the House of Representatives is going to vote tomorrow on a second impeachment of President Trump? And will Wall Street shrug off last week's events and continue these new highs?
Well, Bob, if reality resided on Wall Street, there would be a pullback, but it seems like we're like in an alternative universe, you know, back to the Twilight Zone. The Dow has artificially been propped up by the new monetary theorists and their experiment. I like to call it terra incognita.
Oh, is that that's Latin for unknown or undiscovered territory, right?
You know, actually, it's a phrase that was first used in 150 AD by Greek philosopher and geographer Ptolemy. Phrase came back into vogue when Anthony Bourdain's culinary adventures, Parts Unknown, debuted in 2013. Too bad we can't talk about food instead of the stock market, right, today?
Yeah. Back to the markets, unknown territory. How are the Federal Reserve in Washington embarking on this path of unknown and uncertainty right now? There must be risks to our country's economic, social, and government future.
Well, we look back in history for the answers. 5,000 years of governments and society have not been able to use debt to dig itself out of a hole. But Washington, the modern monetary theorist, tomorrow will try a new experiment. We have now a $28 trillion hole. If anybody wants to look at it, they can go to usdebtclock.org and watch our debt in the United States click up. Again, yeah. The only way out of this trench is inflation, and that means devaluating the dollar and making our debt that we owe less.
How can we do that?
First of all, the Fed is going to buy up $120 billion of debt and monetize the national debt. They're doing that on a monthly basis. Basically, printing money can't be outdone. Again, Washington's new blue wave hits tomorrow, Bob. They're going to talk about adding either $3 to $4 trillion of stimulus and infrastructure spending. Once politicians get the keys to the printing press, it doesn't matter if they're Democrat or Republican. Bob, there's no holds bar.
So you're saying all of this money getting injected into the economy has to find somewhere to go. So it will go into higher asset prices, bonds, stocks, real estate, and commodities, which all have been rising in unison. I mean, when's the party going to end, if ever?
Well, the word you're looking for, this is reinflation, which means expansion of the level of output of the economy by the government. The government will basically control more of the economy and the GDP. Again, they're using fiscal monetary policy as a double-barrel approach. Washington will reinflate his party, and, of course, they brought out this huge stimulus punch bowl that's coming out today.
Wonder if there's grain alcohol in it like our college days. Anyway, Pavlos,
that
doesn't sound very
right?
good.
I mean, after,
what
right?
happens when they... What happens when they take away the punch bowl and the party's over?
Well, Bob, you remember our college days. No amount of coffee is going to cure that hangover. And again, here are some ways to minimize the effects of that hangover. Again, invest like nobody's business. Basically, that's what you got to do. Again, this money printing can be replicated. Things in finite supply that we know that the printing press in Washington has no sense of limit or restraint. So, Bob, here's what you need to do. Look for the undervalued, underloved investment classes, the necessities of life, materials, and the things to build infrastructure. Again, we'll see producers of nickel, zinc, those kinds of stocks, those materials go into electric cars. And, again, we need a bridge to electricity. Again, we need producers of electricity, so liquefied natural gas will be another area to look at. But, Bob, things to avoid, the overpriced, overhyped by Wall Street press and their cohorts, the money center banks, so avoid the overpriced and overhyped things. And then number four, again, make sure you basically what you want to do is more than ever keep more of your money. Again, plan for higher taxes as the Biden administration ushers in a new tax proposal. And that won't, of course, happen until 2022.
All right. Very good, Pavlos. A lot of changes coming up. No question about how to listeners reach you and your team so they can deal with it.
Well, give us a call, 828-4068, or you can go to our website to learn more about our philosophy, myfinancialsense.com. And lastly, I'll mention, Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, I'm glad you're on the radio, Jen, and everybody else, and of course, I'm thinking about Jen, but also, mind is here blank, but I appreciate everybody there on the radio and what you guys do. And again, all of our listeners appreciate you.
Right.
So thank you. And Francina, of course.
Have a good day. Francina and Candy Cruz, of course. Thank you very much, Pavlos.